eComPay launches Open Banking Select. UK-based international payments service provider eComPay has launched the Open Banking Select product to support online businesses. Hitachi Payment Services launches the HPX program. India-based Hitachi Payment Services has launched the HPX program to collaborate with fintech startups for long-term investment. Airwallex partners with Alpaca. Global payments and financial platform for businesses Airwallex has partnered with developer First API brokerage platform Alpaca to support its payments and foreign exchange, FX, needs. Papaya Global introduces direct deposit tool. Papaya Global, a global workforce management solutions provider, has introduced a new tool enabling customers to direct deposit payroll payments. Till Financial partners with Astra. US-based Till Financial has partnered with Astra to provide financial solutions developed for families for Till's kid and teenager customers. Gala Technology partners with Nuapay and Apple Pay. Gala Technology, including its flagship product SatPay, has partnered with Nuapay and Apple Pay to help businesses perform digital transformation through a payment gateway. ABBA Payments launches digital wallet. Financial technology company ABBA Payments has announced the launch of ABBA Wallet, offering users in Africa a diverse range of financial services. Blue Yonder to acquire Dottl. Blue Yonder, a supply chain solutions provider, has announced an agreement to acquire Dottl, aiming to reshape e-commerce returns and reverse logistics. Highnote expands payment platform to power consumer credit programs. US-based card platform Highnote has expanded its debit, prepaid, and fleet issuing card platform to enable consumer credit card products. Ascend Money secures US$150 million MLN in funding. Thailand-based fintech Ascend Money has received US$150 million in funding to achieve unicorn status and expand operations across Southeast Asia. Adyen, new store launch tap to pay on iPhone in Australia. Financial technology platform for businesses Adyen has launched tap to pay on iPhone for Australia-based retailer customers in partnership with New Store. Shufti Pro's IDV services now available on Omnispay. Shufti Pro, an ID verification service provider, has announced its partnership with Omnispay to provide the latter with an IDV authentication solution. Adyen goes live with tap to pay on iPhone in Australia. Adyen, AMS. Adyen, the global financial technology platform of choice for leading businesses, brings tap to pay on iPhone to its Australian retailer customers. Monavate launches supply chain payments division. Payment solutions provider Monavate signals accelerated growth and launches a new supply chain payments division to bring simplicity and clarity to B2B companies that are slowed down and burdened by unnecessary complexity and friction in payments practices in their sectors. P20 report calls for improved data collaboration to tackle fraud epidemic. Payments 20, P20, the leading voice of the global payments industry, has published a new report entitled Public-Private Data Exchange for Fraud Prevention, Best Practice Recommendations, which calls for enhanced public and private sector data exchange using new methods and technologies to fight against increasingly sophisticated fraud. Westpac launches Cloud Merchant Terminal app to support retail and hospitality businesses. Westpac today launched its first third-party Android terminal app, Presto, as part of new cloud-based integrated payment solutions for merchant customers to help make it faster and easier to run their business. Accredify collaborates with UBS on blockchain-based system for the private equity market. Accredify, Asia-Pacific's leading verifiable technology solutions provider, today announced its pilot of a revolutionary enterprise system, called Project Capital View, which supports verifiable transactions in the private equity market. Derivatives Service Bureau unveils unique product identifier UPI service. The Derivatives Service Bureau, DSB, the global golden source of reference data for over-the-counter, OTC, derivatives, has today launched the unique product identifier, UPI, service, enabling firms to create and search for UPIs. Braithwaite and ClauseMatch to provide out-of-the-box program for MiCA authorization and compliance. Braithwaite, a specialist regulatory consultancy working with regulated financial services, has partnered with ClauseMatch, a Corelytic solution, to combine the cutting-edge compliance technology with Braithwaite subject matter expertise and content in addressing the challenge of managing compliance with MiCA framework and crypto regulations. Revolut grows financial crime headcount to combat rising fraud levels. Revolut, the global financial super app with more than 35 million customers worldwide, has revealed a significant expansion to its financial crime, FinCrime, headcount, doubling its size since 2021. Canister Bank obtains UK deposit taking license. Manx Financial Group PLC, the holding company providing a range of diversified financial services to the Isle of Man and the United Kingdom, is delighted to announce that on the 16th of October 2023, the group's wholly owned banking subsidiary, Canister Bank Limited, Canister, obtained authorization from the Prudential Regulation Authority, PRA, and consent from the Financial Conduct Authority, FCA, in the United Kingdom to accept deposits. Tatamon Bank gears up for open banking with Azentio's IMAL. Azentio Software has announced that Tatamon Bank is now live with the upgraded and latest version of IMAL, Azentio's Digital Islamic Core Banking Platform. Acturus partners with Full Circle. UK-based Acturus has partnered with Full Circle to provide data enrichment to brokers, insurers, and MGAs by integrating its smart broker solution into the former S platform. QIIB taps FinPay to support the bank's digital transformation plan. Qatar Islamic Bank, QIB, has signed a memorandum of understanding with FinPay to expand the bank's digital channels and local footprint. MENA FinTech Association establishes Digital Assets Working Group. UAE-based MENA FinTech Association has established the Digital Assets Working Group to support the adoption and use of digital assets across MENA. Al Ettihad Payments launches instant payments platform. Al Ettihad Payments, a subsidiary of the Central Bank of the UAE, has announced the launch of Ani, an instant payments platform set to transform the digital payments landscape in the UAE. IDEX Biometrics fast-tracks MasterCard certification. Norway-based card manufacturer IDEX Biometrics has gained MasterCard approval for IDEX Pay biometric smart cards, fast-tracking production with efficient certification processes. Sberbank to participate in Russian Central Bank's digital ruble pilot. Russia-based Sberbank has confirmed its participation in the digital ruble pilot spearheaded by the Russian Central Bank. SEC head warns AI could cause financial crisis. It is nearly unavoidable that AI will trigger a financial crisis within the decade unless regulators step in, says Securities and Exchange Commission head Gary Gensler. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on BayPayForum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.